Okay, back to the news. Shortwave news. Both of Britain have suspended transmissions. That case was noted on the March 1978 on 6225 kHz between 9:30 and 4:00. The VOB was having technical difficulties in that day, and that's all had a superior satellite on 6215 and 6230 kHz. The Voice of Britain's address is 13 The Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. That's the Voice of Britain, 13 The Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. Scandinavia, PO Box 14006, Malmo in Sweden. That's Radio Scandinavia, PO Box 14006, Malmo in Sweden. And the station transmitter is currently running around 5 kilowatts. And with that, I think we end the shortwave news for today, because that's about it. Continue shortwave with medium wave. Medium wave news. The student station Radio Rag was indeed heard with their usual annual broadcast over the weekend of the 33rd till 25th of March. Using two transmitters on 1325 kHz, one running 400 watts, going into a dipole area beamed north to south, the other 150 watts going into a long wire beamed east to west. The station also was active on FM with an 80 watt transmitter. Radio Rag broadcast a set of rock music programs live, and were well worth a listen. This mailing address is given as Radio Rag, PO Box 88 in Manchester. That's Radio Rag, PO Box 88 in Manchester. And this is not the same station as Radio Gnome, which broadcasts from Manchester over 75 to 76. Radio Gnome is in fact operated by different people, although it was named, although the name was used by Radio Rag for test transmissions. That was a few years ago, mind you. Another station heard recently on shortwave, sorry, on medium wave, was The Sound of Finland, broadcasting on 1325 kHz, with programs of mainly heavy rock music and announcements in English. The station was relayed by Radio Black Betty from Holland. Their mailing address is The Sound of Finland, PO Box 41, Dedenswaard in Holland. That's Radio Sound of Finland, PO Box 41, Dedenswaard in Holland. The Sound of Finland is also operating on shortwave on 6,225 kHz with a 30 watt transmitter. For the medium wave news for this time. Offshore news. A new offshore radio station is reported to be starting broadcast from the Dutch coast on the 15th of March. That's tomorrow. The station is reported to be on board the MV Casablanca. It will be anchored off the coast of Scheveningen. Programs will be initially in Dutch, with DJs Ferry Aiden, Hans Brinker, Eric Post, and Rob Hudson. An English service may be brought into service in a few months' time. The station has a 75 kilowatt medium wave transmitter on board, also a standby 15 kilowatt medium wave transmitter, also a shortwave transmitter to operate in the 31 meter band, and an FM transmitter. Whether the station will ever appear on the air as anybody's guess, as is all offshore radio. Caroline is reported to be restarting broadcasts on either 3-1-day, sitting up for Karen. Will you notice a difference? That's what I asked myself. Anyway, if you'd like to contact, please send them in to Radio Mercury International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. I know your contributions would be most welcome, and all reporters will be acknowledged both in the programme and also by letter. So do get right into Radio Mercury International. Norwell, Newark, Notts in the UK. Anyhow, please excuse my presentation in this programme today. Not too good. My hat hasn't been in it, you see. Never mind. Okay, stand by for Stuart coming up at the bottom of the hour. From me, till the next third Sunday of the month. Have a good time, and see you soon, okay? Bye.
It's Wishing Well and The Free. solid gold from 1972 as requested by Thomas Ruger of Bremen in West Germany, especially for Mike Gordon, Alan Kitchener and Ian Brenner, hopefully listening to us this morning on 6260 kHz. For the next half an hour, myself, Stuart Clark, with some great music like that one, and of course your letters, the first of which came from AJ Stevenson of 28 Robinson Close, Farnborough, Hampshire. Thanks for writing, AJ, for our broadcast back on March 4th and 6th.